It's a lovely Friday evening, and I'm back with another episode on 5 Minutes with V, a podcast of sorts. This week, we're looking at playing host. A dictionary definition of a host is a person who receives or entertains guests. Could be at home or elsewhere. I believe that we all have been hosts, and we've also played guest at somebody else's place. Do you consider yourself a good host? What qualities do you think make one a good host? I would love to hear from different people so I can get good ideas in case I'm not a good host, and also what to look out for when I go to visit. Stay tuned on 5 Minutes with V.
So, what makes one a good host is the reception that you accord the people that you're hosting, how you welcome them, how you carry out conversations. You just make them feel at home so that they enjoy this the stay, they enjoy the time that they're spending with you as their host. Then coming to the question about whether I am a good host or not, I can rate myself as a good host because in normal circumstances, I like my space. I like closing myself up, being in the room and everything. I kind of talk less. But if I have people over, if I'm hosting people, I try by all means to, maybe just for that particular time, to be someone else so that I'm more open, talking maybe a little bit more so that everyone is comfortable and free as they spend time with me or as they spend time at an event that I'm hosting.
Hello V, thank you for having me. I think a good host is one who smiles because a smile definitely makes one feel welcomed. It makes somebody feel at home. Secondly, I feel a good host should be able to entertain his guests and ensure that they have enough food and drink throughout their visit. So, yeah. Am I a good host when people visit? Certainly. I ensure my guests have food, they have drink, and I do my best to engage them. I make it all about them and not me. Thank you, V.
Hi, V. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm happy to be here to talk about how to be a good host. So personally, I think being a good host is having the opportunity to make people comfortable, to make people feel themselves, and to help people connect. So being a good host implies that you have to be friendly to the people that you are hosting. You have to make people feel themselves. You don't have to make people feel uncomfortable. And you also have to help people connect in a group. So when we say connect, you have to make sure that you don't only have one-sided kind of conversations when you're hosting a number of people. It means that you have to bring in conversations that would make people engage. And the other thing I would like to talk about is planning. As a good host, you have to plan things in advance so that you don't get to be disturbed during the program or to have confusions during the program. You have to plan ahead. Plan what type of food you're going to serve and the time that you're going to serve it. Plan the conversations. That is probably even a speech. If you have to give a speech, you have to plan to say a speech will be given at this time. All the activities that will take place, you have to plan ahead. And this would make you and I a very, very brilliant host.
Hi V, I absolutely love this week's topic on qualities of a good host.
I know there are tons out there, but I'll just mention a few. The first one, I believe, is just be yourself and be personable. I mean, you have to be outgoing, you have to be nice and generous, and also just show your guests that you're a people person. Now, I don't believe in going over the top to do stuff you wouldn't usually do to please people. Keep it simple and everything will turn out right. The other one quality is letting the guests be themselves and also feel at home. And when we say that to them, it should really come from our heart and we should mean it. So letting them be free could be being okay with them putting their feet up on the couch. I must say that's exactly what I do when I have a couple of friends over. But of course, this should be within reason. The last quality I'll make mention is having easy access to stuff. So in short, making things easy for our guests to find. This could include something as simple as snacks and drinks, it could be silverware, it could be a bottle of water, or even towels for after freshening up. They should also feel free to access some spaces in the house within reach, like the restroom and the kitchen, well, just to name a few. Thank you so much, V.
Thank you very much, my beautiful ladies, for your contributions on playing host and highlighting the qualities of a good host. If you've noticed, I've only spoken to ladies. So how about we do a second episode and talk to the gentlemen and see what qualities they think a good host should have. And forgive my late post. My voice was in pretty bad shape. Yeah, the flu, the weather. So until next week at the same time, stay loving.